Matt, can you really motivate an agent? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vi, who's always super motivated. How's it going, Matt?
I'm doing well. Not always.
Well, you're always super disciplined.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that much, guys. Talk to this guy.
There's not an option, right?
Exactly. The last episode, we talked about, Matt's like, I really like talking to people instead of with people. Which can get dangerous in some circumstances. And I'm like, I like talking with people, so it's always dangerous. When the two of us get talking, but in a good way.
Yep.
Matt, what are we talking about today?
So can you really, you've heard this before, and there's, we can have just a flat out argument, and we could argue both sides of this all day long, right? Can you really motivate somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about, when it comes to agents that are in your office, can you motivate them? And then recruits, can you motivate them? We're going to dig into that a little bit.
I like that. Before we do, guys, get super motivated to scroll down to the bottom of the links in the description and click the one that says Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It is a free mastermind that we do every Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it's brokers from across the country, podcast listeners, as well as, recruiting managers who want to grow and scale their offices. We have really good conversations. Everyone always makes friends, and we have a lot of good laughs about recruiting and those kind of things. There's always some amazing stories being shared. We would love to see you there and help you grow your brokerage there again. It's always free, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Friday. All right, Matt. So, Just motivate me.
Yeah.
Just motivate me, man.
Well, I'm about to blow your mind.
Oh, right. No.
All right. So this is something I'm not sure about. So I actually go back and forth about this. And some days I'm completely convinced one way, and other days I'm completely convinced another of whether you can motivate somebody else. So without getting into in-depth definitions and philosophical, right, about life and, do people suck at their core? Are they awesome?
The meaning of real estate.
Yeah, exactly. all of that crap, right? Without getting into all of that.
Yeah.
I will say this. You should try to motivate people.
Yeah.
Whether or not you can or not, right? That's, again, I'm undecided.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that is not me.
Yeah, Matt's always decided. I mean, anytime it's a different decision other than mine, like, he's usually wrong. Okay. But he's always decided on something.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not indecisive. But we're going to talk about how you can, if you believe that you can motivate somebody instead of them motivating themselves. If you believe that, then I'm going to give you some ways that you can kind of lean into that.
Okay.
All right. So we all know why. I don't think we need to go down the rabbit hole of why.
Yeah.
But I am going to say this about recruiting, okay?
Okay.
Recruiting for an agent is a decision that has to be made. We've talked before about now and future business.
Yep.
Okay? Sometimes when you talk to an agent, they're ready to make a decision now about what's going on with whether they move or not.
True.
And sometimes when you talk to an agent, it's in the future.
Of right? course.
Okay. Yep. So are you renting space in their head, or are they ready to make a decision? Okay. All right. So motivating them, I think you have to be really careful convincing yourself that just because you're trying to hit your numbers, that you're going to be able to go out and motivate agents and recruit them and bring them into your office if they weren't motivated or thinking or excited about moving. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that you can't use some closing technique, right? Maybe there's some magical technique. There's some people out there that are, they got big whiteboards, and I see their ads all the time. Yeah. And they're like, if I say this to you, then why didn't you come work for me?
Yeah.
All that shit, right?
Yeah.
So I love that. Maybe that works.
Yeah.
Okay. But at some point, that motivation is what? going to wear off.
It's going to wear off.
Right? And they're going to go, wait a minute, why did I make this decision again? Right?
Yeah. So or they're going to see another whiteboard.
That's right. They better keep the whiteboards coming. Yeah. So I know we all know this, but we want to hire people that when they come on board, man, they just nest there for as long as they possibly can.
Amen.
And just go to work and earn. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we want to focus on. Okay. So careful motivating them to hurry up and make a decision. Okay. Can you motivate them to help them grow their business and do? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's why we're talking about this. There's that balance between the two. All right. So one way that you do this, and this is a huge one. We've got a broker that's in our system, Randy, who's just fantastic.
I was just thinking about Randy. I was just gonna bring him up.
He is so good at this.
I'm gonna be like, what he said. I'll be like, kid in class. Well, he took my answer. Right. Go ahead.
So he is just fantastic on social media. He's really engaged with a lot of people, and you can tell he loves having the conversation with people. And so people that are not in his brokerage, not in his office, do something great. Man, he's just out there propping them up.
You know?
He's just out there giving them the kudos and stuff like that. He likes having that relationship with them.
Yeah.
He likes being that way and engaged with people like that. And, you know, we love that for him because we know there's no limit to his success with that.
Absolutely.
And so when we talked to him, we had a conversation early on and we're like, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, this and why you do that and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, and you know, he basically said, man, I just like being connected with people.
Yeah.
I just like seeing them win. Right. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to be connected and you have to recognize their wins. You're going to be really surprised. The more productive agents are, the less attention they get because people just expect them to perform at a certain level.
Yeah.
And so awards time, they get their picture on somebody's Facebook page and they get their award because they're on the stage and the franchise, you know, has said, hey, let's make a big deal out of this. And then they get kind of a lot of times just forgotten, right? They'll get their quarterly award or they'll get their this greatest person of the month award or whatever that is. Most agents, that's not what they want. I would go out on a limb to say what most agents want is their broker to really reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I know you're working hard. I love it that you're out there getting those things done. I just want to make sure that you know that I see you. I love what you're doing. And if you need anything, I'm here to help you out.
Yeah.
And if they've got that kind of relationship with their broker, man, I think it's hard for them not to stay what? Motivated.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You actually didn't steal my answer. I was actually going to say something good about Randy. That's different. So I'm going to bring that up. It's going to be like the Randy show. You know, I wouldn't say, and maybe I'm wrong, right? Guys, you know, come to Not So Secret Side and tell me if I'm wrong. I wouldn't say that this podcast is like really built around like motivation, right? Like we're this podcast, we want to make sure we've always said, gosh, we want everyone to leave with like actionable items that they can take and actually put into practice and start growing their brokerage at the end of the episode.
Yep.
Well, there are other shows and platforms that would be similar for other topics, that kind of thing. There's not a lot of that about our topic.
Yeah, no.
But with that being said, it's really easy to listen to something and say, wow, that was a really good idea. That was really cool. And kind of get motivated about it. You know, you get motivated. You're like, man, that's cool. Yeah, I want to use that.
But Randy takes action.
Sometime.
But Randy takes action.
But Randy, man, Randy, he takes it and he says, I'm going to use that. Right, I'm going to use that. And to me, that's
like... Did I just steal the steal from the steal from it?
No, man, I love that. That's honestly why this podcast works, guys. Because, scary for him, he's thinking what I'm thinking.
Right.
But yes, that's exactly the point that we're trying to make here.
Absolutely.
Is, yeah, you can get motivated about something, or you can motivate someone to do something. But if they don't do anything with it, who cares?
Right.
Who cares if they ever got motivated?
Right.
You know, you said it perfectly just a second ago, and you're like, you know, you want these agents to come in here and nest and feel like, okay, this is exactly what I signed up for. And then they start earning, mm-hmm. right, taking action, earning. It's a catch-22 of like spending a lot of time trying to motivate the wrong people.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So let me, so this is a little bit off the show notes, but I got to dig into this. This came up in a coaching call.
Randy was nowhere on the show notes. I'm going to put him on there. You all keep talking. I'm writing him on here.
So I was in a coaching call, right? And I'm going to be really vague about most of this.
Okay.
Just cause I want to be careful.
Of course.
So we were talking about, you know, this person had just went to something to kind of get motivated, right?
Yeah.
And the entire audience, you could tell, you know, when we started digging into it, the person speaking was just one of those, man, you got to go hustle kind of people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And he said, sitting there, he was like, you know, I knew this was exactly what I needed to hear. This is where, you know, I needed to be and all that kind of stuff and everything. And he gave me some actionable things to do and all that kind of stuff. And he said, and then I left and he said, not that all that went away. He said, but there was pieces of it that I was just like, okay, how do I get from here to here with these pieces?
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, do you know why it was that way? And he goes, no, that's why I'm talking to you. And I said, because that person speaking spoke to you in a language, in a way that speaks to you, that excited you.
Yeah.
The issue was, you have to now go back and deal with a bunch of other people who are not motivated that same way.
Yeah.
And so that message that came to you was struggling to go through you.
Yeah.
And so instead, what you have to do now is you're having to translate that to a bunch of different, you know, probably three other ways of how people would accept that and be able to take that information and run with it. Because you're a broker. Mm-hmm. You're running a company. Okay. It is great if you go back and you're motivated and you're pumped and you're ready to all that kind of stuff. But if the people around you weren't with you at that, or if you surrounded yourself with everybody that is exactly like you, then you're all pumped up for that, but you're missing these other pieces of the other things that need to happen, because it's not the puzzle pieces are all the same, right?
Yeah.
So what you have to do when you hear that and when that motivates you, you have to look before you leave.
Yeah.
You have to write down, okay, this is how I would speak so that this message goes through me instead of it just going to me. Because if it just goes to me, then it's my discipline and it's my motivation that is carrying other people that are undisciplined and unmotivated.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how that message goes through you. So if you're trying to motivate people, whether you just went to a great conference and there's great information that's helping you go to that next level, or whether you get up in the morning and you've got your rituals and you're doing it through your rituals, or if you like Alex Hormozi, he's like, don't have a morning ritual, have a money ritual, right? Whatever right. gets you through the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever gets you there, you have to look at it from, I'm a leader. How do I get this to go through me to other people instead of it just going to me? Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say, how do I get this to bypass me so I can hand it off to somebody else?
Right.
It has to go through you. You have to absorb that energy and that motivation and everything, but then it has to keep moving. If it does not keep moving, it stalls out with you and you're not going to be able to get everybody to go where they are. That's what, you know, that's where some of the struggle happens. Now, he and I talking, I made a point to say, I've only heard one person speak ever that made it easy for a message to go through you. And that's Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins can speak to an audience, and when you leave, you know, for some reason, you know how to take that message to everybody else.
Yeah.
He is just incredible.
100%.
Okay? I've never heard it with anybody else. I've heard a ton of people that are great about like Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee.
Right.
Man, that message hits you. But it is really hard to take that message.
Yes.
And take that hustle or whatever it is now that he's talking about and take that and get everybody else motivated with that. It's hard to get that to go through you. Man, Tony Robbins, man, you get that. You've been to him.
Oh, absolutely.
You can listen to an audio tape of his and get it.
Yes. Yeah.
It hits you and it's almost like it's electrifying you to touch somebody else to just get them going.
Yeah.
But I've never heard any, have you heard anybody else?
100% no.
Yeah. And so I'm, maybe there's somebody else, put it in the comments if there's somebody else that does that, but to allow that motivation, that discipline, that whatever it is, that vision, that vibe, that whatever to flow through you That is the key. So when you're there and you're receiving that motivation, if you're here listening to this podcast and it's motivating you, man, you got to get your staff to go do these things. Before you move on to whatever's next, figure out how to take that message to go through you, and that is what's going to motivate people.
Yeah, I like that a lot. There's one more thing I want to talk about here, because there's different ways to motivate different people. There's a book that I read a long time ago that was called Drive, and it was like how to determine what motivates, you know, one essentially personality types, one personality right. type versus another personality right. type. You can have anything from, you know, just like we talked about, right? Just like a really good conversation that really gets somebody going, and they just take it, they go off to the races. There are also like incentive programs that right. people put together, like, you know, because some people are motivated by,
absolutely.
You know, by other circumstances. And so let's touch on that just for a second, because I know you're a personality expert. What are the different, just maybe go like through the personalities a second and be like, you know, these types, you know, numbers types of people, they really like this yeah. or that kind of thing. Just to give a heads up, because we all think one way, and what motivates us as a leader mm-hmm. may not motivate your people. And I don't want our listeners to be out there like trying to motivate their people and they don't get motivated and they don't understand why.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, almost everybody gets motivated by recognition. Remember that.
Okay.
Okay. How you recognize them matters though.
Okay.
All right. Some people want public recognition. Other people want private recognition.
Okay.
Okay. Some people want recognition that everybody can see, feel, hear, and taste. And other people just want eye to eye to know that you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So really quickly, from a personality standpoint, let me say this too. Oh, when it comes to motivation, people don't aspire up to the level of their goals. Okay. I'd love it if they do. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was James Clear that said this. You know, you don't aspire to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So when it comes to motivating someone, don't get them all excited about their goals and not give them a system to get there. You're
okay.
actually doing them a disservice.
Yeah. Okay?
That's why people go get excited about something, and then when they go to achieve it, they fall back into the same routine that they have, because that routine is the system that they're using.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep that in mind when you're trying to motivate and excite people and trying to get them to go to that, to help them go to that next level or see that next level or whatever it is that you're doing. If you motivate them and do not help them with their system, you're actually doing a disservice. You're making them feel like they've failed because they got excited about the goal but didn't have the system in place to achieve it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So personalities, there's about 8 billion different personality tests. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stay close to bank. Okay.
Okay.
And so bank is blueprint, action, nurture, and knowledge.
Correct.
Okay. So blueprint is kind of that likes everything structured person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the numbers person.
Yeah.
Okay. Action is the action person, right? Nurture is exactly what it sounds like, the nurture person, and the knowledge person is the person that is just more comfortable with the information and learning it and being in a structured environment. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So how do you motivate each of those? Okay. So blueprint, if you said to a person that has that personality, if you ask them, hey, look, you know, we've got an awards banquet coming up. Here's what's going to happen at the awards banquet. You know, about halfway through, you're going to get your award for whatever and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I appreciate everything you've done. They love that.
Yeah.
That's going to be almost as enjoyable for them as walking across the stage.
Gotcha.
Okay. The action person is the person that likes that surprise.
Okay.
You know, you got to say, hey, you need to come. You know, I don't know if you're going to win an award or not. And then you get up on stage, Betty Sue, you're the greatest agent. Right. And,
right.
and everybody's cheering and clapping. And she jumps up and runs up like it's Bob Barker. Right. And that's that action person.
Yeah.
Okay. The nurture person, you're going to call them up. And when they walk up on stage, you're just going to give them a hug. and you're going to say something directly. You're going to say something directly.
To them. I'm really proud of you.
Absolutely. And then the knowledge person, you're going to, when you say, hey, this is a, you know, this next award is for, you know, whatever it is. This is the person that, you know, really leaned into learning how to geographically farm an area, and they've been doing it for 15 years. And although they learned that, you know, they're really focused now on making sure that they're making the most of the data that they're getting and the relationships that they have and the conversations that they have with people there, blah, blah, blah. How do they do it, right? That is the acknowledgement that they're going to appreciate more than the award you hand them.
Yeah.
Your action person is going to like that award. Your nurture person is going to like that award, but they're going to hang the other awards on it. And there's going to be a post-it on it. Okay.
Right.
Your blueprint is going to have it up on the wall, perfectly aligned with everything else that's perfectly aligned.
Right.
Those, so that's how you kind of, you know, a little bit of the difference on how you do some of that. I would urge you to two things. One, find a personality system, right, that you like and use it constantly. Okay. Become very good at that. Okay. If you're a broker out there, your agents need to take it. Your staff needs to take it. You need to take it on a regular basis. You go back and take it on a regular basis. When you're hiring, you leverage it, all of that. What that's going to do is that's going to change your vocabulary. When it changes your vocabulary, you're going to start speaking to people and understand the vocabulary well enough to speak to the people in their dialect.
Yeah.
Which is what you want to try to accomplish. And if you're doing that, man, they're just going to be motivated because they feel like, you know, Matt really hears me.
Yeah,
you know,
he understands
Betty C really hears me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, I was just thinking about that. You know, going through those, I never really cared about the award, mm-hmm. like the you know, being at the banquet, receiving the thing, like in front. I very much cared about, man, I want to be top of that list, mm-hmm. right? Like even in my own office, just looking at it all by myself, that kind of thing, looking at the numbers. I don't know what that makes me, psychopath, but,
but sociopath.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Exactly.
Learn to be
perfect,
that way.
Perfect. But yeah, I don't. You know, I think I'm more of that that person that, you know, I really like that behind the scenes fist bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, than I care about you know the outside recognition. So learned something about myself today,
cool.
And Randy. So very
that's
cool.
Right.
I already knew that about Randy, but right. You know, I always learn anything. Anything about Randy, I want to learn about it. So Matt,
yep, man,
come to Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society.
I always do.
Guess who you might meet there?
Randy. That's right.
He's a killer dude. He'll be you'll be able to recognize him. He's the best dressed guy there.
Absolutely.
Click on the
he's
link.
Got a voice. He's got a voice for
podcasts. I'm training him to take my place. But guys, go Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. The link's in the description below. We would absolutely love to see you there. We have a great time. It's brokers, podcast listeners from across the country. We talk only about how to scale real estate brokerages. It's absolutely free. Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And man, you know, come there, bring questions, you know, turn your camera off, whatever. As long as you're there, you know, you're going to get something out of it.
Yeah, come and collaborate.
That's exactly right. Matt, we do that. Everything else that we do for one reason alone, tell them why that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.